I am the ascended master, Jesus Christ. I come to bring forth the judgment of Christ upon the churches in Russia, Belarus, Ukraine, and all nations who were under the yoke of the Soviet Union, including the Warsaw Pact countries. This includes the Orthodox Church, the Catholic Church, the Protestant churches, the Ukrainian Church, and all other churches that claim to represent Christ, but are not representing Christ, but actually representing, at best, the Peter consciousness that I rebuked when I said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." What is the Peter consciousness? It is the consciousness that claims that it knows what Christ is, what Christ would say, what Christ would think, and how Christ would judge everything. What is the Christ consciousness? It is the consciousness that is completely and utterly beyond human judgment, human opinions, human beliefs, human dreams, human illusions, human fantasies, human imaginations, human theories, human ideologies, and any other thing that the human mind can think up or that the fallen mind can think up. The Christ consciousness can be said to have one purpose only: to give people a frame of reference that there is something beyond the human consciousness so that they have something to hold on to as they are struggling to see through that fog of illusion created by the separate cells that they have in their four lower bodies. So in order to find their way, to see a self, to see that it is unreal, and to let it die, they need to have something to hold on to, that rock of Christ. That is the only purpose of the Christ consciousness. It is not the purpose of the Christ consciousness or the Christ or the living Christ to tell people what to do. That is up to their free will. The Christ consciousness does not tell you what is right or wrong. In a human sense, not even in a divine sense, for in a world of free will, how can the divine even have that judgment of what is right and wrong? It is only in the mind of Antichrist, the mind of separation, that there can be such a judgment. Not in the mind of Christ, not in the mind of God. So, what the Christian churches have done, starting with Peter, but being institutionalized with the creation of the Catholic Church, is that they have created the illusion that an institution on earth can come up with a definition of what is right and wrong in a divine sense. That this institution can define what the mind of Christ would say and how the mind of Christ would judge the actions or the beliefs or the thoughts of human beings. How does Christ judge? By that neutral state of mind. Does it come out of oneness? Does it raise the whole? Or does it not? Does it come out of separation and seek to raise up one part of the whole while pushing others down? The Catholic Church was from the very beginning an elitist institution. created by that fallen being, Constantine. What the leaders of the Christian movement at the time did was not to render unto Caesar that which is Caesar and unto God that which is God's. They submitted to Caesar, and they did not render unto God what is God's, nor did they render unto Christ what is Christ's. They submitted entirely to Caesar because they wanted power on earth. For some of them were also fallen beings. And many of the leaders or the leading theologians of the Catholic Church, of the Eastern Orthodox Church, of many Protestant churches have been fallen beings in embodiment and are to this day. So I come to anchor the flame of Christ's discernment in all of these nations in an extraordinary measure that can help those who are willing to rise beyond the human judgments of their society, whether they come from a particular church or other religion or from the communist ideology. They are willing to rise, and my flame of Christ's discernment will give them that frame of reference whereby they can pull themselves above this fog of illusion created by the fallen beings and actually solidified by the Christian religion as a whole, and of course also solidified by Marxist ideology and the entire communist system and the propaganda machine of the Soviet Union. This does not mean that these people that I'm talking about need to know about Ascended Masters, need to recognize me as an Ascended Master, or need to even know consciously the concept of the Christ consciousness. What they need to be able to, and what they are able to do when they are willing, is to go within and sense intuitively, this is not what I want to do. I want to do this. I want more. I want a higher life. And therefore, I am willing to raise myself so that I recognize that being who I am now, there are certain things I simply do not do to other people. Of course, once you have that discernment of Christ, you can also do what we have talked about. Look into the eyes of other people and see that they too have it. And therefore, without having to belong to any outer teaching or religion, people can come together in just knowing what is the higher way to go. What is the higher way to manifest a society that is the kind of society they know is the future? It is not a matter of them even knowing right and wrong, even though some may call it that they know this is right, but they can know that this is the future. This is where the evolution of humankind is going. This is where their society, their nation would have gone long ago had it not been delayed by this Soviet experiment. And therefore, they can know that this is the next step. Christ's discernment requires you to do what we have talked about. You need to be willing to lose the life of the outer self in order to reconnect to that inner life of the Christ consciousness in you or the pure awareness in you. You need to come to the point where you can look at some condition on earth that is pulling you to engage in a reactionary pattern in some kind of dualistic struggle, and you can simply decide, you can know with an inner knowing, I am not going there. I am not repeating that pattern. I am going beyond it. This is what is expressed in the saying, what is that to thee? follow thou me, but people do not even need to know this. They just need to know, this is not where I want to engage my energies and my attention. I am moving on to the positive. This is a gift that I'm releasing now because I see that a critical mass of people are ready for it. I have talked before about the 10,000 people on earth who are ready to manifest Christhood in this lifetime, and a considerable portion of them have chosen to embody in these former communist countries in order to help them rise above that very heavy mindset, that very heavy cloud of illusion, the Antichrist consciousness that was promoted and hammered into people by the propaganda apparatus of the Soviet Union. And so they are here. They know what it is like. They know the culture. They know the mindset. They know the propaganda. But they have the potential to very quickly connect to that Christ consciousness in their hearts so they can rise above it and thereby start pulling other people above it and thereby eventually pull their nations above it. You who are direct students who are consciously aware of our presence and our existence and of your own potential, you can be the ones who will pull these other people over that critical mark. You can pull them up by pursuing the path, by seeking to overcome your outer selves and that primal self, by studying our teachings, applying them. You can pull these people up, and even though they may never know what you are doing, they may never know in their outer minds, mind you, and they may never know about the Ascended Masters and our teachings, they can still fulfill their mission of bringing that Christ discernment into their societies. Now you may say that I have said that the Christ consciousness, Christ discernment, is not based on human judgment, but what about the idea that for judgment I am come, and that the Christ brings the judgment? Well, yes, it does. Because when someone dares to tune in to the Christ in their hearts and express it, express that higher view of the Christ mind, then people have an opportunity, those who cannot connect within, they have an opportunity with the outer mind to hear the Christ reality and contrast it with a lie. And now they have that opportunity to choose that they did not have before. And if they choose to reject Christ, the Christ reality, that becomes their judgment. Of course, you can also pronounce the judgment. Those who are connected to Christ, you who are direct students, can make the calls for the judgment. But still, there is that element of the Christ consciousness where when people have been given the conscious choice and rejected, this becomes the judgment of Christ upon them. It may not mean that they are taken out of embodiment or swallowed up by some flames from below, but it will definitely mean that there will be an effect. Some of their energy, their power, will be reduced. They may have a shortened lifespan, and they may even be exposed, those who are in the public eye, so that people begin to see their lies and their illusions or their hidden actions that they do not want people to know about. So we are not necessarily looking for some dramatic outer manifestation of the judgment of Christ. We are looking for many people to speak that higher truth, and therefore that becomes the judgment of Christ by people's own choices. And so, I have given you what I wanted to give you in this installment, except I want to give you my love, my total unconditional acceptance of who you are as spiritual students walking the path. Did I ever, 2,000 years ago, claim that a human being has to be perfect before I will accept them? Did I ever claim this? Did I not reach out to everyone, the Samaritans, the blind, the lepers, all those who were outcasts of Jewish society? Did I not reach out to them all? Did I not embody in lowly circumstances? Did I not call some of my disciples from among the fishermen, who were certainly not the elite of Jewish society? Did I not do everything that I could do at the time to show that Christ does not judge according to human judgments and human status and a hierarchy of human society? Christ looks at the inner qualities of a person, the quality of the heart, their willingness to come up higher. So where does the idea come from that you have to be perfect in order to be a student of the ascended masters? Well, it can only come from the fallen beings. It does not come from us. It never has, regardless of the fact that many people thought so in previous dispensations. But they were in a different time. They were some of a different evolution, and the world and the students were not ready for the deeper teachings we have given you. And therefore, you have that potential to come to see that the idea that you should be perfect in order to be accepted by us comes from a separate self that was created because you encountered the fallen beings who judged you very harshly because of what they defined as an imperfection on your part. For many of you, this was part of your birth trauma, that you were rejected by the fallen beings because they claimed you were not perfect according to some standard that they had created, which was not based on the Christ mind. And so, you have the potential, you have the tools to free yourself from this entire mindset of perfectionism and come to actually realize the truth that we accept you unconditionally for who you are as a student walking the path of Christhood. You are walking the path. What is the path? A process of taking one step at a time. Have we not said that you will have some separate selves, some illusions you carry with you until the 144th level of consciousness when you ascend? Have we not said that ascending is giving up that last illusion? So, can you not then be at peace with the fact that we do not require you to be perfect? We do not expect you to be perfect. And therefore, we accept you for who you are. And when you recognize this, can you then not come to that point where you have let go of these judgmental selves so you can accept yourself for who you are right now, and who you will be tomorrow and the day after as you continue to die daily? Truly, we want all of you to feel our love, to feel our acceptance. But how can you do this as long as you are an embodiment on earth? When you will never be perfect as long as you are an embodiment on earth. You can do it only when you recognize that our love, our acceptance, is unconditional. It is not based on you living up to some standard. It is based on who you are. We love you for who you are. There is nothing you need to live up to in order to feel and receive that love, except be willing to open yourself to it and to accept it. If you cannot do that, it is because there is a separate self that is blocking you from opening yourself up, as Portia said, to experience our love. And then you have the opportunity to look at that self, to work on it, until you can come to the point where you say, I am letting you die, for I have had enough. I want to experience the unconditional love of my Master, Jesus.